The admissions process can feel like waves crashing and thrashing, but here at UNC Wilmington, the beach is our specialty and our admissions podcast will help you stay afloat. Tune in for Seahawk Talk with the UNCW Office of Admissions.
This is Whitney Cornegay Smith, UNCW Transfer Admissions Coordinator, coming to you with our fourth episode of Tell Me All About It, a transfer podcast about life as a transfer student and applying to transfer to TEAL. The goal of this podcast is to inform current and prospective students about the application process, steps to becoming successful when applying, and how to thrive on campus as a new Seahawk. On this week's episode, we will discuss those last-minute key tips to making your application competitive. If you are having issues with the application, tell us all about it. We understand the stress that comes along with the transfer process, so email us for a fast response from your transfer counselor. That email address is uncwtransfer@uncw.edu. Or feel free to contact the transfer counselor associated with the first letter of your last name by phone. The link is in the caption. First things first, tip number one when completing your application. Our transfer application deadline is March the 1st, 7 days away. If you have not added your completed application to our C-level system, the time is now. With just a few short days left, your application needs to be completed by the March 1st deadline. You may be wondering, what about my transcripts? The key here is to be sure that your application is submitted through your C-level portal. Your transcripts can follow at a later date. We will be in contact with you about the deadline to have your transcripts to us, making your application complete. Tip number two, if you're interested in applying for a transfer merit scholarship, it is especially important that you have your application completed and submitted by March the 1st. Only students who have applied by our March 1st deadline will be eligible. Once again, your transcripts can still follow your application just as long as your application has been completed by March the 1st. Our counselors receive quite a bit of questions regarding housing. Tip number three, make sure you get your application in as soon as possible so that you can complete your housing contract. Housing is secured on a first-come, first-served basis. Your goal is to contract as soon as possible so that you can have a space on our campus. Our campus housing is very limited for transfer students. So make sure you stand out from the rest by getting your action items taken care of ahead of time. Tip number four, UNCW will be hosting its first open house of the year, Seahawk Preview Day. We are encouraging all transfer students to apply by our March 1st deadline because only admitted students are invited to join us for Seahawk Preview Day. We would love to see you there. Tip number five, if you are applying to one of our online accelerated programs, the Summer One application is open now. Please apply through your Worldwide Connect portal for online accelerated programs. If you have questions about the application, feel free to email uncwtransfer@uncw.edu with the subject line OAP so that your question can be answered by an admissions counselor. Once again, we would like to thank you for your interest in our university. Please use the link below to look at our transfer travel schedule. Check out our website to see if a transfer coordinator will be in your area. Our next stops are James Sprunt Community College on February 26th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Brunswick Community College on February 28th and March 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and at Cape Fear Community College on March 14th, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Our next episode will be about how to move through your TEAL ticket as an admitted student. We will also discuss how to access your degree audit and your other action items to take as an admitted transfer student. Now for a Transfer to Teal exclusive. Cassidy Bailey interviews our Tau Sigma National Scholarship recipient. Tau Sigma National Honor Society is designed exclusively for university transfer students. Listen to Transfer Counselor Cassidy Bailey interview our National Honor Society recipient, Dory.
Hi everyone, my name is Cassidy Bailey and I'm a transfer admissions coordinator at UNC Wilmington, and today we are here with Dory, and she is a member of Tau Sigma National Honor Society for transfer students at UNCW. She is a current UNCW student, and we're just going to ask her a few questions about the transfer application process and just about UNCW in general. So Dory, how was your transfer application process?
So the first thing I did in my transfer application process was I went online to uncw.com and I created a C-level account, and then I just submitted my high school transcripts, my transcripts from the university I transferred from, and I answered some personal and educational questions, and then I just wrote a quick essay, which was really nice because I got to kind of customize what I wanted to talk about in that piece.
Awesome. And is there anything that you would kind of encourage to prospective students or suggest to them during this process?
I would definitely encourage to apply early. Get your application in right now as soon as you possibly can. And the deadline is coming up on March 1st. So definitely look over those materials that you need to send in and send in your application as soon as you possibly can.
Right. So Dory is right. The application deadline is next week, March 1st. And we just encourage you to apply early, get all those documentations in. The transcripts themselves can actually come after the application is submitted. But if you're able to get everything in, you may get that decision a little bit sooner than planned. So our next question for Dory is, what is the campus social scene like, or what is the environment on campus like?
I think the UNCW campus environment is incredibly laid back and relaxed. I think that it's, it's like a campus that you can come onto. You can feel excited to study wherever you find your little spot, and like nooks that you really get comfortable with. And think there's a game room. There's like definitely many experiences that always kind of like jump out at you, and you always get emails about upcoming events. So there's always something going on, and a variety of things going on as well that you'll always find out about.
Yes, I definitely agree. I think that your schedule can stay pretty full while you're a student here. Absolutely. Because there's so much to do. So another question, are there any specific resources on campus for transfer students?
We do have the Tau Sigma National Honor Society, and what will happen is after your first semester here, you'll get an email, and it's kind of like an incentive for you to really do well your first semester here if you're a transfer student, because Tau Sigma allows you to be really involved on campus and also in the community. So what happens is we provide a lot of volunteer opportunities for our transfer students, and opportunities also for social events to get to know other transfer students as well.
Definitely. And you do get acknowledged for your academic achievement, so that's always something really cool to have, and you will get a cord for that at graduation as well. So I think that's all the questions we had for you today, Dory. If we ever need you in the future, we'll reach out, but I think this has been very helpful, and I think all of our transfer students will appreciate this. Thank you all for listening in today, and please reach out to UNCW Office of Admissions if you have any questions about your application process. Go Seahawks!